Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, it looks like we'll have clearing skies in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, will drop down to the lower 20s. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 22. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, we'll have snow showers likely late with a low near 8. For Saturday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy, temperatures upper teens. Currently, it's 32.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is taking a move out of President Trump's playbook, offering his own threats to walk away from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trudeau says there are several reasons Canada could choose not to accept the renegotiated agreement. He spoke at a town hall event and said that Canada is willing to walk away from NAFTA if the U.S. proposes a bad deal, saying we won't be pushed around. But he said he believes NAFTA is beneficial for all the member countries. While Trudeau did not go into specifics of the several reasons that could cause Canada to walk away, officials from Canada have routinely said that a change in the nation's dairy policy is a non-starter. U.S. dairy farmers want Canada to change its dairy supply management system that they say is propping up Canada's dairy industry at the expense of U.S. dairies. But with more market access granted under a new Trans-Pacific Partnership, that doesn't include the U.S., Canada dairy groups say they've had enough and won't give up further ground regarding NAFTA. Well, talks between ADM and Bunge are advancing, and ADM says they could reach an agreement to purchase Bunge as soon as next week. ADM proposed a takeover last month of Bunge, and out of the large grain trades that make money by buying, selling, storing, and shipping commodities, have struggled with global oversupplies and thin margins. While ADM and Bunge declined to comment on the talks, anonymous sources say an agreement could be reached sometime this week. The potential agreement would continue the round of farm sector consolidations, with completed mergers now of Dow DuPont between ChemChina and Syngenta, along with the pending merger of Bayer and Monsanto. Now, any deal between ADM and Bunge would face stiff regulatory scrutiny and likely opposition from U.S. farmers who fear the move could hurt grain prices. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Syed Jamal, the Lawrence resident and Bangladesh-born father of three who was recently detained by ICE on a deportation order after 30 years in the U.S., has been granted a temporary stay of removal. That means Jamal will not be deported early next week, as previously reported. A petition for the man drew more than 54,000 signatures opposing his deportation. It's unclear whether or not Jamal tried to apply for citizenship while living in the U.S. for 30 years. HCA Midwest Health will move its its headquarters from Kansas City, Missouri to Overland Park in its latest move in a business border war between the two states. The Kansas City Star reports the company, which owns 8 hospitals in the Kansas City area, will receive tax incentives from Kansas. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced the move yesterday, saying HCA Midwest plans to invest $10.8 million in its new headquarters. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Mr. Rancher, what's on your bucket list?
Tops on my bucket list is to attend the Lundgren Angus Ranch Dollars and Cents Sale Friday, February the 16th, selling our 99 yearling and 2-year-old black and red Angus bulls. There will be 23 sons of Basin Pay Weight 1682, including 6 full-flush brothers and a special feature, choice of 2 full sister mates from the same flush. Other sires represented include EF Commando and E&B Harley, the 7229 son that sires General Cavanese Progeny, also selling our 28 registered heifers from the same sires.
Every rancher should put the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale on their bucket list because it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
For more information or to receive a sale book, contact Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 or view the sale book and video of all the lots at DV Auction or LundgrenAngusRanch.com.
I'm putting the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale at the top of my bucket list as well and will plan to join you on Friday, February 16th at 12:30 p.m. Central Time at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas.
It was a scary situation yesterday at a Kansas high school after a bomb threat was called in and an explosive was found. It happened in the small town of Humboldt and forced officials to evacuate the high school. The chief of police said a homemade bomb made with fireworks was found. A student is in custody in connection with the threat. No students or faculty were injured. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would require certain curriculum for schools offering gun safety courses. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the bill would mandate schools offering training program for children in kindergarten through 8th grade to use the NRA's Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program. However, some lawmakers argue that requiring a particular curriculum course would represent an overreach by the state government into decisions that should be made by local school boards. A free dental clinic is expected to attract hundreds of people to Hutchinson. The mission of Mercy Dental Clinic will be held tomorrow and Saturday at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. Services are first come, first serve, with the lines opening at 4:30 a.m. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. Independent voters will once again have the chance to cast a ballot in Nebraska's Democratic primary. The Nebraska Democratic Party announced it will continue to let nonpartisan voters participate in its primary election. The party opened its primary in 2014 as a way to increase voter turnout. In response, the Nebraska Republican Party says it's launching a campaign to urge independent voters to register as Republicans and vote in this year's GOP primary. School officials and police say a 7-year-old student was found with an unloaded handgun on a Grand Island school bus. The Grand Island Independent reports the bus driver took the gun from the student yesterday morning and contacted school staff. A statement from the Grand Island Public Schools say the gun was unloaded and that the student had no ammunition for the gun and that no students or staff were ever in any danger. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, combines and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, forklifts, skid steers, and skid steer attachments, a large lot of Stearman biplane parts, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps, and field conditioners, swathers, balers, and bale retrievers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, and fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, and boats, mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Consignments accepted until Monday, February the 12th. Complete listing, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Pawnee City man, Travis Reese, age 26, died. died as a result of an automobile accident near Auburn Saturday evening. Reese was a passenger in a car trying to pass another vehicle. The driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI and motor vehicle homicide. An additional 5 years was added to the Nebraska State Prison term for Dusty Mayhew, age 53, of Wymore, on charges of methamphetamine possession and accessory to burglary. He was to be released February 24th on charges of sex offender violation and driving on a suspended license. A civil judgment may also be considered in connection with the burglary near Holmesville in December 2016 that led to the recent charges. Annual meeting of the Washington County Conservation District will be Saturday evening. The meeting at 7 will follow a dinner at the Washington County High School Gymnasium. The Range Management Award will go to Mark and Cheryl Gakel of rural Hanover, and the Bankers Award to Duane and Brenda Wright of rural Lynn. Farm margins are getting tighter than ever in recent years, which leaves producers wondering how to increase farm profitability. One of the first things most think of is how can I better market my grain or cattle? That will be talked about during an Ag Marketing 101 shop covering market strategy, selection, and hands-on knowledge. The workshop is planned February 14th, beginning at 9:30 and running until 1 at Blue Valley Telecommunications in Home City. RSVP required by Friday. Contact the Marshall County Extension Office, 562-3531. A grant writing workshop is planned for Lynn American Legion February 15th, beginning at 6 p.m. A free workshop conducted by Katie Kitchen of the Greater Salina Community Foundation will offer tips to improve your grant application. Hosted by the Washington County Community Foundation, RSVP is due in advance. Marysville Recycling Collection Saturday will be postponed a week until Saturday, February 17th. Again, recycling collection pickup in Marysville Saturday postponed until Saturday, February 17th. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities for all age groups Friday, February 16th. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income. Contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging with any questions at 562-5522. Distribution site in Blue Rapids open 9 to 10 a.m. Friday. Frankfort, Summerfield, Vermillion, and Waterville open 10 to 11 a.m. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Holmes City, Oquito, and Marysville residents pick up commodities at the Helvering Center in Marysville Friday from 9 until noon. Janet A. McClellan, age 84, of Marysville, formerly of Beatrice, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery, south of Liberty. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janet McClellan. Norman Severins, age 90, of Overland Park, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Severins. Travis Edward Riney, age 28, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Travis Reese. Roland F. Lau, age 83, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. The Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Roland Lau. Donna L. Mueller, age 57, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Peace Lutheran Church, Plymouth. Interment in the church cemetery. Griffin Suvendick, Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Donna Mueller. Mary Teresa Tiska Riney, age 98, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the Evergreen Cemetery at Beatrice. Rosary Friday at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5. Family will greet friends before the rosary. Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangement for Mary Riney. Richard Dale Rowden, age 60, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service Saturday, 1 to 10 at the Wymore Community Center. Griffin Suvendick Chapel. Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Rowden. Wade James, age 49, of Lincoln, formerly of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Roper & Son South Mortuary in Lincoln. Burial in the Blue Springs, Nebraska Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of local arrangements for Wade James.
At United Bank & Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank & Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank & Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Evangelical United Church of Christ Soup Day is Thursday, February 8th, serving 11 to 7, with a variety of delicious hot soups, including a German soup, tasty sandwiches, and homemade pies. Pre-orders available. Call Mandy at 268-0420. Evangelical United Church of Christ Soup Day, Thursday, February 8th, 11 to 7, at 205 South 10th in Marysville.
It's a special Valentine's series of Arts Our Elementary classes at South Hill Pottery in February. Students first through sixth grade will make jewelry from clay beads they create. Cost of the class is $21.62 and includes all materials. Classes start the week of February 12th, so get signed up today. See South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block for more information.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, looking at the surface map, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather for today, but we do have a low pressure system forming out of the Rockies, which is going to move into the central parts of the plains and the central parts and upper parts in the Midwest, which is going to bring us a chance for some snow showers. It looks like in our area, this won't be until Friday night, continuing into Saturday and into Saturday night, in which accumulations are possible. We're going to see mild weather for today in the upper 30s, but then those temperatures will cool by Friday and Saturday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, clearing skies, upper 30s, winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lower 20s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures in lower 20s. Friday night, mostly cloudy, snow likely late. We'll see temperatures right around 8 degrees. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 71 in 2009, the average low 22 and the record low 14 below zero, set back in 1895. Sunset this evening 5:52, sunrise in the morning 7:21.
What's not to like about lichens? It's an in-depth look at one of the world's oldest organisms on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd, you blaze your own trail, and you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN88 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN88 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 88 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Film legends James Dean and Jack Lemmon were born on this day. You've seen them growing on tree trunks, fence posts, and iron gates, but you probably didn't give a second thought to the organisms known as lichens. Lichens are neither plant nor animal, but a combination of fungus and algae, each providing mutual benefits to the organism. As weather turns mild in late winter, lichens will be the first thing growing, long before tulips and daffodils dare to show themselves. In the eastern U.S., the most recognizable lichens is British Soldier, named for its conspicuous red top. And because lichens are sensitive to air pollution, having an abundance says good things about your local air quality. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
The Nordish Motor Company in Marysville invites you to test drive the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. They have a 1500 model four-wheel drive, 2500 HD models, and the new Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition. Test drive the new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Dean Wade scored 16 points and Kansas State rallied late in the second half to beat Texas 67-64 and earn a tough road win in the Big 12. Wade went to the free throw line with just 3 seconds left and made one but missed the second that would have given the Wildcats a 4-point cushion. Texas' last shot to tie was an off-balance stumbling 3-pointer by Kerwin Roach the second that didn't get anywhere close to the basket. Again, K-State over Texas 67-64. Up next for the Wildcats, they'll face Texas. The staff coached Central Florida to a bowl win over Auburn and simultaneously assembled a top 25 recruiting class with the Cornhuskers. Ross said the effort of his staff was unprecedented in college football. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars, crafts, and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. And there's still time to sign up for a booth. Call the Triumph of Ag Expo or go online to show off. OfficeOnline.com.
The championship parade Philadelphia has dreamed about and agonized over year after year is finally here. The city's first Super Bowl parade steps off today, capping a glorious week for jubilant fans celebrating an NFL title that had eluded them for nearly 60 years. Led by backup quarterback Nick Foles and second-year coach Doug Peterson, the Eagles beat the New England Patriots last Sunday 41-33. From smartphones to ship fuel, South Korea wrestling how to balance international sanctions on North Korea with its desire to show the Olympic spirit as it welcomes hundreds of North Koreans for the Winter Games. Spearheaded by the U.S., the international community has been imposing tougher sanctions designed to punish North Korea's economy in an effort to rein in its nuclear program. South Korea has been flexible, though, with the rules as it accommodates the North Koreans to the Pyeongchang Olympic Games. Kansas, Mid-America, Network Sports.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop is such a great way to wake up.
Oh, I know. This cherry limeade is just what the doctor ordered.
What? You must have the coolest doctor ever. Mine comes over every Sunday, helps me fold the laundry, puts a couple casseroles in the freezer.
Is your doctor your mom?
Well, yeah. She's the most qualified for the job. But her copay is pretty unreasonable.
Oh, really? How bad is it?
She makes me clean my whole room.
Stop by Sonic for large drinks starting at just 99 cents before 10 a.m. Doctor's orders. This is how you Sonic.
For a limited time, only participating Sonic drive-ins. Tax not included. See menu for details.
Shop Quick knows many of our American soldiers will not be home to share Valentine's Day with their family and friends, or be able to buy roses and candy for their loved one. So send a card or email to let the soldiers know that they are loved and remembered from your friends at ShopQuick in Wilbur, proud to support our troops. Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows that soldiers overseas don't get to share Valentine's Day with their family, see their children's Valentines, or buy roses for their significant other. Help us brighten their day by sending a card. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Hanover. Refined fuel, oil, and propane service. Buy good neighbors for good neighbors.
Looking for something different to give your Valentine this year? How about an indoor plant with heart-shaped leaves or flowers? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Anthuriums are an easy-to-grow, long-blooming indoor plant. The red or pink heart-shaped flowers rise above glossy green leaves. Pothos and philodendron are easy-to-grow and long-time favorites. Select one of the newer variegated varieties like Brazil philodendron or neon pothos with bright lime green leaves for an updated look. Caladiums and elephant ears are popular in the garden, but also make great houseplants. Or maybe it's a living heart sculpture your Valentine would prefer. Stems of lucky bamboo are often trained into heart shapes. Or maybe it's a topiary of English ivy trained into a heart. Or add a few cut flowers placed in water picks to any pot of indoor plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Many colleges invite dignitaries to their campus to give a lecture. But this was no ordinary speaker, and this was not a simple lecture in a classroom. This was a big name and an even bigger speech. The story of how it all came about is this edition of The American Countryside.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1930s, Winston Churchill began warning English leaders of Hitler's rise to power and his ambition to overtake all of Europe. Of course, Churchill became prime minister in 1940 and helped lead his country through 5 years of war, eventually toppling the German dictator.
After the end of World War II, there's an election held in 1945. Churchill lost that election to a man named Clement Attlee, who is now kind of a footnote in history.
As Tyler Oberlag at the National Churchill Museum explains, the head of Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, saw Churchill's defeat as an opportunity for his school.
Around that same time, the president of the college, Frank McClure, and his wife were on a boat fishing. She asked, who you going to invite for the Green Lecture this year? He said, you know, I'm thinking about Winston Churchill. He said, why not? He's like, you know what? I'll invite him and see what happens.
In the fall of 1945, the college president sent the invitation to a former student, Harry Vaughan, who was working in the White House.
So we get an invitation to Harry Vaughan, who then gave it to President Truman, who wrote a postscript saying, this is a fine school in my home state. Hope you can make it. I'll introduce you, President Harry Truman. And they gave that invitation to Churchill. So Westminster College, being able to offer Churchill the president of the United States to be by his side, set us apart from other college invitations, university invitations he's getting from around the world.
The chance to have President Truman introduce him for the speech was an opportunity not lost on the former prime minister.
So then fast forward to March 1946, Churchill came here to Fulton to a crowd of 25,000 plus swarming the streets of Fulton.
So the small college in the small Missouri town was about to have two major world leaders attend their lecture series. What was said are words still well known today. The famous speech is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
In some urban areas, residents can raise chickens, bees, and other ag products within the city limits. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Not allowed in your town? See if the zoning laws can be changed as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
People who live within city limits but want to raise chickens, bees, and other agricultural products are often prohibited from doing so by local zoning ordinances. Gary Taylor is an Extension Community and Regional Planning Specialist at Iowa State University. He says most zoning codes that prohibit urban agriculture were created 100 years ago as a response to misunderstandings about noise, odor, and chemicals. As the local food movement continues to grow, he's seeing a tide of change in community zoning ordinances.
I had a graduate student work with me to do sort of an informal, non-scientific survey of communities and their zoning with relation to urban agriculture. And we're finding a lot more communities that have made changes to their code, that have adopted chicken ordinances. A lot of communities that have loosened the restrictions on public gardens or community gardens.
Taylor says before starting any urban ag type of production, you should always check with the powers that be in your community government and go from there.
The zoning administrator, the point of contact person at the city, will tell you whether it can be done or not under the current zoning regulations. If it can be done, they'll walk you through the paperwork that you need to do to get it done. If it's not allowed and you need a change to the code, you'll want to talk to your elected city officials about the importance of urban ag. Talk to them about the specific activities that you want to do.
If you need help with informational resources, check with your local university or Extension office. Learn more about zoning for urban agriculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catoptish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot popper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct the sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
Ever hear of a smart farm? The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Smart Farm. It's sort of a theme that the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance uses to help consumers understand how agriculture works. Emily Buck is one of the Alliance's faces of farming and ranching, a group of young farmers who act as ambassadors for agriculture in a way.
People can understand when we say Smart Farm because they know that that's technology, it's cutting edge. It gives us sort of a catalyst to talk about the things that we're doing on the farm, whether it's using GM crops, using drones out in the field, or the GPS that we have on our tractors. We're smart farming. We're using smart practices to make sure that that ground is going to be there for our children.
Buck farms with her husband in Central Ohio. She's also a professor of agricultural communications at The Ohio State University.
Why not use some of that language that people understand? Having something like a smart farm to start the engagement and start the conversation has been really useful.
Learn more at fooddialogues.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas lawmakers introduced a bill to address county-level transparency in the fallout of a proposed Tyson processing plant near Tonganoxie, Kansas. A proposed processing facility was abandoned following perceived opposition in Leavenworth County last year. Legislation would require countywide public votes on large-scale poultry project proposals, expanding existing state law allowing public scrutiny of hog and dairy facilities. Sponsor of the bill says it would improve transparency of county-permitted poultry operations, contending that local residents were unaware that Tyson was proposing a poultry plant in their community. The proposed $320 million Tyson facility would have created some 1,600 jobs in the community, according to company estimates. Well, research suggests there's been less farm and ranch land for sale than usual over the last few years, but Farmers National Company is reporting a 50% increase in listings. Experts say the industry is experiencing a post-harvest bump in land prices in most of the grain-producing areas, meaning that with above-average crop yields in most locations, farmers' optimism increasing and has the bidding for quality cropland higher. But continued low interest rates are helping create demand for ag land as long-term investments for individuals and institutional funding. A company spokesperson says there's still enough purchasing power in the hands of farmers to compete for good land, but the next 6 months will determine what the market does next, with many negative factors looming. Low grain prices have depressed farm income and reduced cash flow, leaving less available funds for farmers to purchase land. Farmers National Company is proclaimed to be the nation's leading agricultural landowner services company based in Omaha, Nebraska. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at agview.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, some pressure on Kansas City wheat after the USDA reports this morning. March Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 now at 473 3/4. May down 7 at 488 3/4. Corn stayed up, but now is trending back down. March corn down 0.25 cent at 365. May unchanged at 372 3/4. We're continuing to digest the information in the USDA reports this morning. March soybeans up 5 1/2 at 988 1/2. May beans up 5 at 999 1/4. March soybean meal is at 550 higher at 340.90. May bean meal is 520 higher at 344.30. Bean oil is on the downside now. March is down 18 points at 32.38. May is down 19 at 32.55. So mixed numbers in the soy complex, and corn and Kansas City wheat are having a bit of a reaction to the USDA reports. The livestock numbers continue mixed today. We've been all over the board in the last couple of days. February live cattle up 55 currently at 126.15. April up 17 at 124.15, but the later months mostly lower. March feeder cattle down 40 at 147.90. April feeders down 45 at 148.90. So really having some issues with feeder cattle all the way down. Feb hogs down 17 at 73.67. April hogs up a nickel at 69. Make that up 7 now at 69.30. So things are mixed all through the livestock complex. Cotton is having a good day today so far. March cotton up 35 points at 76.31. May's up 17 at 77.46. Crude oil is down. March crude is down 71 cents at 61.08. April is down 67 cents at 60.89. The gold contract is up. February gold is up $7.20 currently at $13.1880. So good news for gold here so far on Thursday. And the U.S. dollar index is up 0.022 at 90.14. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and the merger talk in the grain industry continues. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
There has been a lot of conversation in the grain marketing industry since a few weeks ago. Word came that ADM was making a bid to take over Bunge. U.S. grain merchant Bunge this past week bought two corn flour mills to expand its food and ingredients company. And the move comes after the bid to take over Bunge by rival Archer Daniels Midland Company that would consolidate the agribusiness sector. Bunge's North American arm acquired the mills in Iowa and Texas through a deal for or MENSA Corporation. That's the U.S. unit of Mexican corn miller Grupo MENSA. And Bunge said the value was put at $75 million. Bunge and other agricultural traders, including ADM and Cargill, have been trying to diversify their businesses into higher margin sectors such as food ingredients and aquaculture in the face of a global grains glut that has squeezed margins, reduced volatility, and kept corn and soybean prices languishing for years. But mergers in the agribusiness sector are seen as another potential remedy for the oversupply of grains. It continues to be interesting in the industry, and of course the question always comes up, who benefits from mergers and acquisitions of companies involved in the same industry? Acquiring MENSA's mills is an important strategic step to strengthen Bunge's food and ingredients business. Bunge made the deal with MENSA after terminating an acquisition last year for a controlling stake in Grupo MENSA, which would have made Bunge the top grain miller in Mexico. And I guess only consumers can answer the question, are acquisitions good for us? Back with the final word after this message.
This is Todd Arsutic with the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska. This Friday, February 9th at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special feeder cattle sale, expecting 800 to 900 head. Some early consignments, 300 head of F1 black white face steers, an average weighing 5 to 750 pounds, are weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. Heifers will be replacement quality. 120 head of black and red bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds are weaned since November. 65 head of black cross heifers weighing 750 to 850, they're weaned 2 rounds fall vaccination open. 61 head of black and Charley cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750 pounds are weaned 75 days weaned fall vaccinated. 60 head of black Angus steers and heifers weighing 5 to 750 pounds are weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. 45 head of black and cross bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds are weaned. 35 head of red and black cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 800 pounds weaned vaccinated. 30 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 550 to 750 weaned fall vaccinated. 20 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 450 to 650 weaned fall vaccinated. 16 head of Charley cross steers and heifers weighing 650 to 750 weaned fall vaccinated. 15 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds weaned fall vaccinated. 15 head of black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 750 weaned 120 days fall vaccinated. That's this Friday, February 9th at the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512. Or you can check us out on our web at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Late last year, Bunge bought a 70% stake in Palm and Tropical Oils Company for nearly $1 billion, a move that industry experts said at the time would make it a tougher takeover target. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Consumers are demanding transparency in where their food comes from. Hear how one small company is taking the mystery out of meat on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
A group of livestock farmers in Arkansas is using technology in the financial industry to help consumers trace their dinner from pasture to plate. The Grassroots Farmers Cooperative is the first in the United States to embrace blockchain technology for public verification of information in the food chain. In a nutshell, blockchain lets the user create a spreadsheet of transactions that can't ever be altered or tampered with. Cody Hopkins is a farmer and the founder and general manager of Grassroots.
products. He says the technology is helping them boost food quality and customer service. It puts the history of a cut of meat directly in consumers' hands, whether they buy it online, from retailers, or in a restaurant.
Take a chicken, for example. Which farm it's raised on, where it's processed, where it gets stored, where it gets shipped to, and then who that end seller is a way to use this technology in a very transparent and public way that also is very secure and immutable.
The customer uses their cell phone to get information on the grassroots products they purchase.
Each package will have a QR code on it. The customer can scan that QR code and on their phone pops the journey of that product. And it shows from farm to processor to where it's aggregated and then grassroots shipping it.
The digital history also includes information on how the animals were raised and stories of the people in the meat production process, from the farmer to the butcher. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how this small cooperative is paving the way for transparency in the food industry at agriculture.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. La Nina has historically brought higher levels of volatility and bearish sentiment to United States agricultural markets, ranging from corn, wheat, and soybeans. La Nina is associated with wetter, cooler conditions along the United States-Canadian border and warmer, drier conditions in much of the southern parts of the United States, and it impacts weather patterns worldwide. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center forecasts the chance of La Nina developing at about 85% to 95% this year. But what does that mean for United States agriculture? Chicago Mercantile Exchange Group senior economist Eric Northland shares his perspective based on historical data.
The La Nina so far seems to be a relatively mild La Nina, which may turn out to be good news for farmers for a variety of reasons. So far, the temperatures have dropped to about 0.9 degrees centigrade below their sort of average levels along the central and east central Pacific Ocean, but that drop seems to be slowing. That doesn't mean it can't drop further, so still an unknown aspect.
Compared to El Nino, which can be very powerful and last about 12 months, La Nina is typically not as strong, but it can last up to 3 years. He says previous La Nina episodes have two impacts on crop prices.
There's been a tendency for crop prices to decline under La Nina. The declines are not typically huge, but maybe on average you see maybe a 13% drop for wheat prices, maybe 10% drop for soy, 5% drop for corn, because it tends to create very ideal growing conditions. Secondly, though, it tends to create extraordinarily high levels of volatility. We've seen some of our most volatile episodes before in corn, wheat, soy, and in other products during periods of La Nina.
Historically, the stronger the La Nina, the more volatile prices. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, combines and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, forklifts, skid steers, and skid steer attachments, a large lot of Stearman biplane parts, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, disc sweeps and field conditioners, swathers, balers and bale retrievers, semis, trucks, pickups and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers and fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs and boats, mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Consignments accepted until Monday, February the 12th. Complete listing, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction.